we are looked at as a short-term service. So we are not supposed to be there long-term. We should be there to address the issue, and once there's some kind of plan or resolution identified, we kind of back out immediately because we don't want to be there kind of mediating all the decisions. So when a client calls, we try to stay specific on that certain complaint. And if they have additional complaints kind of as they move forward, they can still reach back out to CAP and we just open another case. But we like to make sure that it's defined that this is what we're working on and this is kind of what you hope to achieve. And if there are other things that come up along the way, we'll have to kind of, you know, see what that looks like. They're all case by case, so they could be really quick, you know, that maybe they're just open for a month just for follow-up, that we gave them some information on how to advocate, and maybe that was one phone call and an email, and then we followed up with them just to make sure, hey, did everything go okay? Do you have any additional questions? Was your, you know, issue resolved? So that can always look different. Anytime they're really long, that would indicate that maybe there's some formal mediation or that they plan on taking it to a fair hearing. Individuals don't have to seek CAP services in order to go that route. They could have CAP services and still be doing that route with formal mediation or filing an appeal to go to a fair hearing. But in those cases, there is CAP has to determine if that case has merit. So whether CAP is supporting it, so saying that, yes, the client has evidence to kind of pursue this. Otherwise, CAP can kind of fade in the background just as pure advocacy, maybe helping them navigate, but not necessarily saying that we're supporting this client and, you know, agree with that resolution. So that can look different sometimes. That was a little more than you asked for.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions from the board?
I did have one quick one. The numbers that you gave earlier with Patty's questions, was that just for like NCBVI or was that for all disabilities? Like you said, you get like 2 to 3 phone calls a day or...
So with our federal requirements on reporting, we only have to collect certain information. So when it's just an information and referral call, we don't collect as much. So maybe we learn about that in the conversation, like as we're talking, but we're not necessarily going down a checklist.
Gotcha.
Partly because they're not calling us to apply for services. We don't need that information. We don't log that information. But we have added some extra kind of data information gathering. Again, not that we always get that information, but we have added where if it is an individual that was referred by NCBVI, we're trying to capture that. Or if we refer out to NCBVI, we want to try to capture that as well. So we're trying to get some better information about if they're coming from our specific stakeholders, which is Nebraska VR, NCBVI, League of Human Dignity, and Independence Rising. If they do come from those programs, that we're trying to see if we can get some better data. Like I said, all the calls are really different, and depending how much clients want to share, sometimes CAP calls can be a lot longer than you would typically, like if an individual would call 211 or other agencies. I've heard that, you know, maybe it's a quick 2-minute phone call and they're off the call, or they are instructed to leave a message and they never hear anything back ever, or maybe that terrible message when they're like, we don't have any funding, call back in January. That usually maybe happens in December time, kind of the end of the year. I always hate those, so I just empathize with clients on that end. But those things like that can also look like CAP taking a little bit more of a role, and maybe we're calling that agency on three-way and just making sure that they're connecting to the right person. Because maybe they're like, I've called 3 times, and they keep saying I'm calling the wrong place. You know, so maybe they're just saying, you know, a couple words that are just throwing the call, you know, the individual answering. So sometimes that happens where... I just wanted that frame of mind where we're not always a typical information and referral call. And I'm not trying to down 211, but that's a national number. So I understand that they're very busy and they do keep their calls short. But since individuals for us are typically in the disability community, it's a little bit more targeted. And we're able to provide a little bit more services because we're not getting 15, you know, calls a day per se. But the calls that we are getting and the information is a little bit more in-depth and intensive on that case.
Thank you. Okay, then at this point, the next thing on the agenda is public comment period. Do we have any questions, comments, concerns from the public? Okay, hearing none. The next thing we have on the agenda is a break, 15-minute break. It's now 9:50, so... At 9:51. So at 10:06, we'll reconvene.